Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a fine guest co-host with me. His name is Matt Rothschild. He hosts a podcast for Civic Media called Wisconsin Forward. Yes, our state's motto. You can find Matt's fine work by going to civicmedia.us and checking it out there. You can also find his podcast on Spotify and Apple Pods. You just put a new episode out, Matt, just a few days ago. Tell us a little bit about it because it cues up our discussion in this second half of the hour here on Trump's tariffs. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's about campaign finance reform and what we need to do here in Wisconsin to the extent possible. Of course, there are real problems with the U.S. Supreme Court decisions that you and I talked about on the podcast, Citizens United and a whole raft of other ones that need to be overturned. But we can do something here in Wisconsin. I was actually at the Capitol one late November 2015 evening when the Republicans in the legislature totally rewrote our campaign finance laws to let the super rich and corporations have more power and more say than they've ever had before in Wisconsin, really letting the super rich spend unlimited amounts of money and just making a mockery of the idea of having limits on campaign donations and having some limit on corruption and have some level of transparency here in Wisconsin, just out the window that evening. I also spoke with Senator Chris Larson, who was on the floor that night, who was objecting to all the changes that were being made. And he's been a leader ever since in screaming, you know, bloody murder and saying, here's a legislative fix that we can impose here if we ever get enough good legislators who really care about our democracy at the State House.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. The reason that I hat tip towards campaign finance reform and corruption is that I think Donald Trump's fascination with tariffs and tariff policy is not coincidental in that because both the House and Senate have refused to actually abide by and utilize their constitutional obligations and powers to actually craft tariff policy. They've effectively stepped back by saying, we're not going to review the emergency declarations. What they've done is then go against the constitutional ordering of our democracy, allowing Donald Trump to, at whim, changing from day to day, decide what U.S. tariff policy is going to be. That opens up the door for all kinds of corruption, right? Because since he can do it unilaterally, those that come bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the self-ordained king, right, who also thinks he might and should be pope, you bring
or
the right
Bitcoin.
Right, or Bitcoin. You bring the right Bitcoin, you bring the right purchase level of his new meme coin, and yes, your business will get a tariff exemption. Well, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce went not bearing gifts, but with hat in hand on behalf of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's, by leaps and bounds, largest constituency, which is small business owners. Last week, sending a letter to Donald Trump, literally begging him in the Oval Office to consider making some exemptions for smaller businesses to his tariff policy. We are going to see thousands of small business bankruptcies, and they are only going to get worse because small businesses don't have the extra mil sitting around to put into his meme coin. They don't got the extra two and a half mil for his inaugural committee or his chosen PACs, right? They don't have the financial leverage, nor do they have the access. So just like the two-tier justice system, which functions only to help those that are wealthy and have access, Donald Trump's tariff policies are functioning now to only help the very wealthiest, the largest businesses, and those with access. It is ripe for corruption. Donald Trump, in his interview with Kristen Welker, basically saying, I'm not worried about small businesses. They'll be fine. Let's take a listen. This is cut three.
Just asking you about small businesses. Are there any discussions about giving any relief to small businesses?
They're not going to need it.
Okay.
They're going to make so much money.
Are these tariffs?
If you build your product here, Remember, there are no tariffs if you build your product here. It's very easy. It's very simple.
The man literally and demonstrably knows nothing about tariffs or economics. You can just tell if you listen closely. I've got one
or
of
how small businesses run either.
Correct. Like they have to sometimes import things and rely on right. all sorts of supply chains that come from abroad, including a lot of small businesses relying on plastic products, et cetera, and other consumer sub products from China. Largest tariffs we've ever seen on China in modern American history. One of our favorite texters on the line, a conservative friend of the show, his name is Mark from Sussex. Mark says, Donald Trump owning the libs again. Just wait until those tariffs start working. And I asked Mark very sincerely in response, working to do what? Right? Like, even if you assume, for argument's sake, that tariffs will effectively reestablish different manufacturing in the United States. First, that process is a 3 to 7 year process at base. And second, if you do, and like Donald Trump just said, there are no tariffs then, where is the revenue coming from to continue to fund the largest tax cuts for billionaires and 100 millionaires that this country has ever seen, except for the first ones that he passed during his first administration? It just doesn't work.
And what happens in those 3 to 7 years for the, you know, the companies who can't get the supplies that they need to keep their doors open? I mean, it's total chaos. And this idea, this gloating about owning the libs that people keep saying just drives me crazy.
To what end? It's sort of like, okay, fine, he's owning the libs. How's that working for the middle class? Like, is it just about the performative political aspect of saying we're winning? Is the winning the point? Because if winning is the point, it's just about your team winning, well, yeah, then we should all take note, including every single one of Donald Trump's voters that wanted cheaper eggs, gas, and housing. We should all take note. They're not playing the game for you. They're just playing to win at any cost, including your family's economic well-being. Let's take it. Of course, Ron Johnson, butt kisser in chief in the Senate, came out, defended all this nonsense. Let's take a listen. This is cut four.
Well, I'm old enough to remember when Ronald Reagan took office and inflation was completely out of control. He and Paul Volcker had to take some pretty bold and swift actions to tame inflation. That included a pretty severe recession, but that's what it took. When you come into office and you are inheriting enormous messes across the spectrum, you know, an open border that presents a clear and present danger, a 40-year high inflation that has dramatically devalued the dollar, endless wars going on. It's hard to clean up those enormous messes. So I appreciate President Trump has acted boldly, swiftly, decisively to clean up some of these messes. And yeah, it's not going to be easy. And sometimes the results are going to have to be reevaluated and relooked at, some actions reversed. But you have to act boldly when you have that responsibility.
So to summarize here, first of all, when Reagan took over, the inflation problem was caused because of the oil crisis and all sorts of not self-created economic pressures, okay? All of the economic hardships right now were created after January 20th. Let's be clear. Not all, but the acute swings that we're seeing, the S&P being down 6.6%, that's after January 20th, right? McDonald's seeing its largest decline since the pandemic. That's not Joe Biden. That's Donald Trump. Housing start prices are up wildly. It's going to be harder for people. That's not Joe Biden. That's Donald Trump. And let's remember, first of all, always rich to hear Rojo taking up and invoking Reagan. Reagan would do a spit take if he heard someone invoking his name to defend tariffs. Let's listen to what Ronald Reagan actually said about tariffs. Cut five.
Now, imposing such tariffs or trade barriers and restrictions of any kind are steps that I am loath to take. And in a moment, I'll mention the sound economic reasons for this, that over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer.
And cut six. Yeah, let's just take this. This is a little bit more Reagan sound. Cut six.
Indeed, throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. Now, there are sound historical reasons for this. For those of us who lived through the Great Depression, the memory of the suffering it caused is deep and searing. And today, many economic analysts and historians argue that high tariff legislation passed back in that period, called the Smoot-Hawley Tariff, greatly deepened the Depression and prevented economic recovery. You see, at first, when someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. What eventually occurs is, first, homegrown industries start relying on government protection in the form of high tariffs. They stop competing and stop making the innovative management and technological changes they need to succeed in world markets. And then, while all this is going on, something even worse occurs. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. The result is more and more tariffs, higher and higher trade barriers, and less competition. So soon, because of the prices made artificially high by tariffs that subsidize inefficiency and poor management, people stop buying. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs.
Thank you. Ronald Reagan actually showing some accurate understanding of how mass tariffs operate. And let's remember, everybody, first things first, Donald Trump raised taxes three times to undo the effects of a tax cut that nearly tanked the U.S. economy coming in. So I don't know what the hell Ron Johnson's talking about. I don't know what Donald Trump's talking about. What do you make of all this mess, Matt?
Well, and Ron Johnson saying it's not going to be easy is a little bit arrogant because, you know, he's not going to suffer. Donald Trump's not going to suffer. It's poor and middle class folks who are going to suffer in this recession that's coming. It's a recession that's solely auto made by Trump himself. And, you know, Ron Johnson had nothing, no answer really about tariffs because he's, I mean, if you took him aside, he would say, I don't like tariffs. But of course, he couldn't say that out loud because he had to appreciate, you know, the great leader and how bold the great leader was. I mean, it was embarrassing.
Also worthy of note is Ronald Reagan talking about tariff legislation. Of course, because our Constitution assigns the power to lay and collect taxes and duties to regulate commerce with foreign nations to the Congress, which under Dear Leader, House Republicans and Senate Republicans won't lift a finger. Remember this. House Republicans in the continuing resolution to avoid a government shutdown snuck in a provision that said a day is not a day so that they would not have to take up and vote on Donald Trump's declaration of an emergency for the rest of this House term. A day is not a day. 24 hours ain't 24 hours to House Republicans, and they'll claim it so as long as it means they don't have to ever go against Dear Leader. Listen, the MAGA caucus in the House, the sun no longer rises in the east and sets in the west. Days aren't days. Up is down, left is right. Just as long as Dear Leader's happy. We've got some thoughts on Cinco de Mayo from Matt and I when we return here on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Monday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked.